Hallelujah. I believe that God wants to add to the church daily such as should be saved. Amen. So reading from the book of Acts chapter number 2 tonight. Acts chapter number 2. Familiar passages of scripture. Praise the Lord. Good to have Esther here again with us tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 2, verse number 1, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord and in one place. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Verse 37, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all those that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. With many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourself from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and about the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Verse 46, and they continuing daily in one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God, having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Amen. It's just the will of God. It's just the will of God to have revival. Amen. Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you and appreciate you. We love you so much, God. Thanking you for what we feel here today. Praying, Lord Jesus, that your Spirit, that your presence would take complete control, Lord, over every situation, over every... Praise the Lord. God bless you, and you may be seated. Amen, amen, amen. This is the beginning of the church, the birth of the church, where it all happened. This is where you find salvation. Amen. You're not going to find salvation in the Gospels, per se. You can find what Jesus taught. But you find what the apostles did with what Jesus taught in the book of Acts. And this is right here where it was all born. And there on the day of Pentecost, the Bible says that there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, filled all the house where they were sitting. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. And then the Bible teaches us that they come out of that upper room, and there were men that began to make fun of what was going on, and how that they heard every man speak in their own tongue, and so they wondered what was going on. They accused him of being full of new wine, but Peter stood up and he began to preach unto them. Now he began to preach unto them. Who is the them? Who is the them? We find the them in verse number 5. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men. Praise God. And so these were religious people where religion got a little bit above what they knew and termed as religion. These were people that were pious. These were men that were religious. These were men that went to the synagogue. They sacrificed, they fasted, they prayed. But they had never seen anything like this in all of their days. And so when they saw these men coming up out of the upper room, they knew that it was the Feast of Pentecost. They knew what was going on, but they did not know what was happening in that upper room. But when they came out of that upper room, they kind of mocked them. But Peter, standing up with the 11, he began to preach unto these devout men. He began to preach unto religious people. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is a good place to start a Bible study. Amen. Praise God. You're talking with people that have a religious background. Right here in the book of Acts, we see that the religious people needed to hear about Jesus Christ. Amen. So the religious people that were there began to hear about Jesus as Peter began to preach unto them, lifting up his voice and began to cry out unto them, "Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words." And then he began to preach about this Jesus that they had crucified, and how that he had was raised up from the dead, whereof you are all witnesses. And so when he had finished his preaching, these people that were religious, they were pricked in their hearts, or in other words, they were convicted. And being convicted, they lifted up their voice, and they said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, "What shall we do?" In other words, these religious, devout people asked a question, amen, saying, "What must we do?" Then Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, devout religious people, in the name of Jesus, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." That promise, what promise? The promise of Luke 24, where he said, amen, to go to Jerusalem and tarry there and wait for the promise of the Father. Amen. We see that this promise has come in Acts chapter number 2 and is spoken of in Acts 2 and 39. For the promise is unto you, amen, not just to those that was in the upper room, but it was unto those that was there upon on the day of Pentecost as well. And it was unto the religious factor of that day. And he said, "The promise is unto you and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." With many other words did he testify and exhort, saying unto these devout people, "Save yourself from this untoward generation." Praise God. These religious people needed to be saved. These religious people, amen, needed to be baptized, because the very next verse is said, "And they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls." Praise God. That's the way that revival ought to be. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There ought to be some excitement. There ought to be some knowledge. There ought to be some visual stimulation. There ought to be something about our actions that causes people to question. Amen. Yes, there are going to be people that are going to mock and scorn and make fun. But friend, there's one thing that cannot be denied. When they feel the power of the Holy Ghost, when they hear the preaching of the Word of God, when the preaching pricks their heart, amen, it's going to cause conviction to come. We still need good old-fashioned conviction preaching. Hallelujah. It's not time to get all tight. It's not time to sit down and get cold. Amen. When the preacher begins to preach conviction, amen, it's conviction that's going to save this world. It's conviction that's going to draw this world out of their, amen, out of their carefree life. Amen. It's conviction preaching that's going to cause them to respond and to act. Amen. We need conviction preaching. Amen. We need preaching about hell. Amen. We need preaching about heaven. Amen. But it's not all about feeling good. Amen. The good, the heaven is for all of those that have made themselves ready. Amen. Heaven is going to be a place for all of those that have repented of their sins, been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of their sins, and been filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. But bring me back the old-time preachers who know how to preach hell so hot that the sinner's knuckles turn white on the pew. Hallelujah. Today's generation, we live in a very weak and an anemic generation. Amen. They don't want to be told, amen, what to do. They don't want their feelings hurt. Amen. We need to be careful of how that we speak so that we don't hurt their feelings. It's a good thing they didn't live in Jesus' time. For Jesus just looked at them and he called them hypocrites. He called them vipers. He called them whited sepulchers. Amen. He called them all kinds of things. Amen. He told them that they needed to repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. I'm here to preach to this world. The world still needs to repent. The world still needs to come out from among them and be a separate. Conviction preaching is what's going to cause people to come to God. Making them feel good in their sin ain't going to have them change anything. They're not going to change their life. They're not going to change their church. They're not going to change their social status. But when they realize that they're lost and undone and on their way to a devil's hell, it'll cause them to do something. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to be lost. Preacher, preach me under conviction. But don't let me sit there and be lost on an apostolic pew. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You're still in a church that preaches against lying. You're still in a church that preaches against stealing. You're still in a church that preaches against adultery. You're in a church that preaches against fornication. You're in a church that preaches against homosexuality. It doesn't matter what the world has accepted and what the world has allowed, amen, and voted to become legal. It's still a sin in the eyes of God. Amen. And they need to come out from it. Oh, they're going to be lost. Who's going to tell them? The church. We got to tell them. We got to tell them. We got to tell them. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. We don't need to soft soap the message. Amen. Peter didn't soft soap the message. Amen. He looked at them and he told them, he said, this same Jesus that you killed, you did it. Amen. You put him on the cross by your sins. Amen. Don't look at Calvary and just say, oh, what a beautiful picture, or what a bloody picture. Amen. Or what a great picture. Amen. That picture is because you put him there. Amen. That picture is because you nailed the nails into his hands. You put the nails into his feet. That picture is because you placed the crown of thorns upon his head. Amen. Because of your sins. Amen. For while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He loved you enough, amen, to die for you. Hallelujah. We ought to live right. We ought to live godly. We ought to live holy in this present world. Hallelujah. Next thing is, the church needs to let their light shine. We ought not to be ashamed of who we are, but we ought to have a word about Jesus wherever that we go. When we go to the gas station, it's about Jesus. When we go to the grocery store, it's about Jesus. When we go to the restaurant, it's about Jesus. Amen. When we're about our family, it's about Jesus. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the hope for this world today. Jesus is able to change every life. Oh, let's love him today. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You can be seated for a few minutes of time. I'm almost done here tonight. Praise God. But let me just read what revival was in the book of Acts. Acts chapter number 4 and verse number 4. The Bible said that many heard the word and believed, to the tune of about 5,000. Verse number 32. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. 5 and 14. Believers were more added to the church. Amen. Multitudes of both women and men. Acts 7, 6 and 7. And the word of God increased, and the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. 9 and 31, then the churches throughout all of Judea and Galilee and Samaria multiplied. 10 and 44, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all of them that heard the word. Acts 11 and 21, the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord. Acts 11 and 24, and much people were added unto the Lord. 14 and 1, a great multitude, both of Jews and also of the Greeks believed. 16 and 5, and the churches were established in the faith and increased in number daily. Acts 17 and 4, and some of them believed and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks a great multitude, and of chief women not a few. Acts 18 and 8, and Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all of his house, and many of the Corinthians hearing believed and were baptized. That's the way that God deemed it to happen. Amen. That's the way that God drew it up. Amen. His power is the ability to be able to do those things. Hebrews 13 and 8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I know that we live in a different time, and we live in perilous times, and being in the end of times, but yet God's word is true, and if God be for us, then who can be against us? Did Jesus not say, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it? This ought to give us the assurance to the saints to know that you're on the right side, and even though the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, the violent take it by force. I need somebody that'll say, God, it's time for revival at New Life Tabernacle. It's time to see somebody pray through. It's time to see visitors come. This world needs an answer. This world needs a lighthouse. This world needs a church that'll shine in a virus-infected world. Amen. In a confusing, unrestful world, they need a church that'll stand and say, I'm not afraid. I will not bend. I will not bow. God is God at all times, in every situation. God, he is still God. Hallelujah. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises. Some men count slackness. Amen. But he is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's the will of God. It's the will of God that every time we come to church, somebody get the Holy Ghost. Amen. Every time we come to church, somebody's baptized in Jesus' name. Every time we come to church, somebody's delivered from a life of sin. We've got the answer. I said we've got the answer. You've got the God. You've got the God Almighty living inside of you. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and magnify your Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I'm ready for revival. I'm ready to see God add to the church daily, such as should be saved. But it's not going to come because we just sit there. But I believe that somebody's ready to start praying. I believe that somebody's ready to start fasting. I believe that somebody's ready to start witnessing. I believe that somebody's ready to start passing out a card. I believe that somebody's ready to do something about the empty space that is beside you. I believe that somebody's ready to do something about your lost loved ones that are on their way to hell while you're going to heaven. I believe that somebody is ready to make a difference in this church. I believe that somebody is ready to make a difference in this world. It is the will of God. It's right, it's right, it's right. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you're ready to make a difference, amen, it's time to make a difference. Amen. Why don't you make some commitments and pledges to God? Amen. Why don't you tell God, God, here I am. God, how do you want to use me? God, here I am. Would you open up the doors of utterance? God, would you lead me to somebody that needs you, Lord? Would you help me to find somebody that's hungry? Would you help me to find somebody, oh Lord Jesus, that knows, amen, that desires a change? God, lead me to a hungry heart. For your word said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Amen. Maybe it's a sick person. You've got a God that still heals. Maybe it's somebody with disease. You've got a God that still heals. Maybe it's somebody that's got a broken heart. You've got a God that still heals. Maybe it's somebody, amen, with a broken family. You've got a God that knows how to put it together. You've got a God. You've got a God. You've got the answer. You've got the answer that this world needs to hear. Amen. They need to hear that certain sound. They need to hear that sound coming out of your mouth. They need to hear that report, that testimony that God has been good to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, it's not good enough for us to come feel it. It's not good enough for us just to come experience it. I'm thankful I'm in the church, but what I've got is so good somebody else needs to experience it. What I've got, somebody else needs to taste. Amen. What I've got, somebody else needs. I've got joy like a river. Somebody else needs joy. I've got peace and happiness. Somebody else needs peace and happiness. Hallelujah, I've got what this world needs. I've got what this world is looking for. I've got to tell them. I've got to tell somebody about Jesus. Yeah.